We're following the latest vote counts in several key states as the race for president inches closer to a decisive moment. And that could come in Pennsylvania, where the tally so far shows Democratic nominee Joe Biden leading President Trump by just over 12,000 votes. But more than 120,000 mail-in ballots remain to be counted in the state. Let's bring in Katie Meyer. She's a political reporter with WHYY in Philadelphia. And Katie, start by giving us the latest there. What's the state of the race right now, and what can we expect for the rest of the day?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we're in a little bit of a holding pattern right now. As you mentioned, we've got a vote update. Looks like Biden's ahead by over 12,000 votes. I do think there's probably a few fewer ballots left to count than that number you just cited, just because, you know, those counts haven't been updated quite as frequently. But I think the fact remains there are still ballots left to count, and we're waiting to see what happens. And I should also note, I mean, the Trump campaign has made it very clear that whatever the count ends up being, they intend to contest it, and they've filed a number of lawsuits.
Yeah, and I'm going to talk with you a little bit more about those lawsuits in just a moment. But let's talk a little bit about some of those crucial areas, including Philadelphia and Allegheny counties. What can you tell us about the votes and the ballots and those that still need to be counted there?
Sure. I mean, these are ballots that have been skewed dramatically toward Biden. We expected that. First of all, Philadelphia and Allegheny are Pennsylvania's two biggest, or Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, I should say, which is in Allegheny. Those are Pennsylvania's two biggest cities. So they're very blue areas already. And mail ballots overall across the entire state have skewed Biden because just more Democrats voted by mail in Pennsylvania. And, you know, the Republican Party was pretty much actively discouraging people from doing that. So, you know, that's kind of a very clear trend we've seen. We've been seeing Biden, these ballots coming in for Biden in like sort of the 80-85% range, which is, you know, well over what he needed to, you know, catch up to Trump's lead from in-person votes and to get ahead, which is what has happened. And so we are expecting that trend to continue.
Yeah. So there's Pittsburgh and there's Philadelphia, skews heavily Democratic. But what about some of those areas that don't? Does there appear to be any pathway for President Trump to regain the lead in the state?
I mean, listen, it's not a big margin here, but what we've been seeing is that, you know, the mail ballots that come in, even from very red parts of the state, have skewed toward Biden. That's just, you know, the trend that we've seen overwhelmingly across the state. I should say, I mean, and Joe Biden did cut into just in the returns that we've been seeing from counties that have reported a lot of them. Biden cut into Trump's margins in those areas anyway. There are certainly some counties where Trump did, you know, better than he had, a lot of the rural, very red counties in Pennsylvania. But for instance, Northampton County, Erie County, both of which Trump flipped in 2016, those with almost all the votes in have appeared to flip back to Biden. So, you know, you're seeing, you know, very strong trends that favor Biden across the state. So, again, I mean, we still have these lawsuits. There are ballots at issue here. So I'm not trying to, like, say that things couldn't change.
Sure,
but just
sure.
Very strong, consistent trends.
Well, tell me a little bit more about the Trump campaign lawsuits. They filed several of them. Do any of those stand a chance of influencing the outcome of the race there?
Yeah, there are a bunch of them. Some of them have to do with just the methods of counting ballots. Some of them are contesting specific swaths of ballots that, for instance, like voters were able to correct. I think, though, the biggest one that's going to have the largest impact potentially has to do with a 3-day extension Pennsylvania's Supreme Court gave to the state to accept mail ballots that came in after the November 3rd deadline. So basically, if the ballots were postmarked by November 3rd, but they came in up until 5 p.m. today, counties were able to tabulate them and add them to their totals. That was because of mail delays. The Republicans said that that was an overreach by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, which is controlled by Democrats, and they appealed that up to the U.S. Supreme Court twice now. Both times they were unsuccessful. The court threw it out. Second time they said it was too close to the election, but some conservative justices did say they thought the case had merit. So now they are appealing it right back up to the U.S. Supreme Court, you know, a different case, but same sort of situation. And, you know, we're going to have to see what happens with that. I mean, I think it really depends on how many ballots are at issue here. And it doesn't look like it's that many, but we do not have a count on how many have come in late.
That's WHYY political reporter Katie Meyer. Thank you so much for this update.
Yeah, thanks for having me.